the school where we worked, and this was kind of downtown. The challenges are the heat, the noise, crowds of people, lack of vegetation, lack of clean drinking water. You couldn't drink out of the tap. Nobody could. Transportation and traffic. And I just like to add that all these things need to be embraced in order to appreciate the country. You can't, it's just difficult to see, but yeah, that is life there.
And yet through that, you see God's grace and you see God's provision and you see God's protection. And you really see it in the midst of moments when you're being stretched. And going to a place like Cambodia is a guarantee to stretch you in ways that you probably least expected and in ways that God thinks you need it most. And that might mean in ways that you would like least. So those things all go together. Also, frustration. And there are times when things just don't happen the way you want it to, or things just go wrong, and you're frustrated. And on top of that, with everything else, you might be exhausted. So those are moments when God steps in and says, not by my strength or your strength, but by my strength. And my grace is sufficient to carry you through whatever you need in moments such as that. So we really did feel God's grace through so much of what we were doing.
And felt everybody's prayers. There were times, too, that I text people and said, could you please pray? We're thankful for God's provision and thankful for answered prayer. Just a few answered prayers. There was a young teenager that we were praying for and that I was meeting with. She wasn't Cambodian. She was from a different country. Through just a long story short, she ended up accepting the Lord when we were there through another Canadian, actually, teacher she had, and was baptized. That was just exciting. God's protection for us, safe traveling on this moto here. Oh, man, I really had to trust Bruce. Sometimes I was just closing my eyes. There I had to go side saddle. We weren't going very fast. How fast would we be going?
It didn't go very fast. It just seemed fast.
Yeah, and just our health. Like, I was thinking about things like a dengue fever was going around. We never got that. And I never noticed in the first visit that the kids all had lice. I really noticed it this time. Like, people would be on the side of the road picking through everybody's hair, and the kids would love to come running. Yeah, Bruce didn't have that problem. Lucky him. Yeah, so I was really thankful not to get lice. I've never had it. I don't want to have it. Ugh. Anyways, safe traveling, physical health, our great accommodation. This is the other couple from the United States that we shared accommodation with. It was just amazing. They were great people. Just having fellowship with them also. She was a retired nurse. They were just retired, both of them. I don't remember what he did. He was an engineer. Some engineer or something like that. I don't know. anyways, and being part of the pastor and his wife and their family, they took us around Cambodia, introduced us to their culture, and yeah, we really got close to them. We were able to, there are a few nice beaches there, we were able to enjoy our time off there. And it was just, that's probably, and that's just in again, the shoeboxes. The shoeboxes came late there, and so that was why they were passed out after Christmas.
And as Sharon mentioned about prayer, we really can't understate the value and the thankful heart that we have to you for your prayers, for our time there, for support, for just the ongoing ministry that we were involved in. It just makes such a difference. And you really can sense when someone is praying for you. It just lifts you up and it just gives you just this boost just to move on and keep going. And so we're very, very grateful to you and others for their prayers. And so appreciate that. On that note, ongoing prayer. These ministries need prayer every day. And that's the most important thing. Primarily prayer for the children, to have open hearts and to have an open spirit to the gospel. I just love this picture. Jesse's praying, and you look at the kids, and most of the kids have their, you know, you can just see in their humbleness, they just have their head bowed, their hands together. Some are looking around a little bit. You know, one little boy, he's falling asleep there a bit, but that's okay. But they're just so welcoming. They're so open. And you can see how God is really touching these kids. You can see it in their face when you do devotions and when you speak to them. You can see it in their eyes of how they're engaged. So we just notice that and we appreciate that. So prayer for them, prayer for their families. So when they go home with the gospel, they will generally find opposition. They'll find parents who are resistant and reluctant for them to become Christians, because it is going to contrast and conflict with their own home Buddhist beliefs. So prayer for the children, prayer for their open heart and their salvation. Prayer also for food and water for families. Those kids live in families that don't necessarily have food every day, and the water is not clean. So everything has to be transported bimodal, and you can imagine, you can see it all the time, big containers of water being transferred around on the back of a moto, and sometimes a person has a baby holding a tank and driving their moto at the same time. And so that is something that they've mastered. Also for short-term teams that do come periodically. And last but not least is just the prayer for financial support for these ministries to continue, because they do need financial support in order to continue with staff, continue with the supplies and the support they need to keep going. So prayer for those things. So we would just appreciate that you might add Cambodia, Sihanoukville, and these ministries to your prayer lists.
Oops. We're going to finish with Bruce. At the end of the preaching, the last time he preached at this particular church, he said goodbye to the to Cambodia, and it summarizes beautifully our heart for Cambodia. Only God can give you a heart and a desire to do and to go and to serve, however He has you to serve. And this was special to us, to be part of a body of Christ in a culture so different than ours and in a country so far away. And I just wanted to, it probably won't be very clear, but I just wanted to mention that Bruce says, and of course we feel the same, is that we felt privileged to share in the ministry there and work alongside committed brothers and sisters to advance the kingdom of God. We could see that God has His hand on Cambodia, and He's blessing the people, and Cambodia is hearing God. So this was our last.
But it's not goodbye, it's till next time. So we just thank you for the privilege of spending time with you. Of allowing to share in your ministry here, which we can see from our experience, that God has His hand on you. You only need to look at the children's faces. To see that God is speaking to them. As many other people as well. And realize they are hearing Him. That for Sharon and I is a very special thing for us to witness. To see God at work. To be given the privilege of being allowed to work alongside people like yourselves. And so that concluded our confirmation to us that God has brought us back to Cambodia. And the really interesting and insightful thing about that is he showed us that we're part of the body, that we're part of the body of Christ in that part of the world, and that we have a home there, and that we have people that we relate to and rely on us, and we really have a deep appreciation and love for. And so this trip was really about confirming that Cambodia is a place that God's calling us to, and that we are part of the body of Christ there. Well, thank you. We really appreciate your time. You know, for us to come back and be able to share our experience and what God's doing is really appreciated by us, and we're grateful that you stayed in order to share it. So I'll just close in a word of prayer, and then we'll just dismiss you to your day. Father in heaven, we do once again thank you for your grace, Lord, your love for each one of us, your unique way, Lord, that you bring the body together regardless of where we are in the world. Lord, we're all part of the body of Christ, and we do appreciate seeing how the body functions in different areas and different ways, Lord, and that how we can be part of the body no matter where we are, Lord. And so we just thank you for your church, Lord. We thank you for your local church and then these lovely folks here that have just come to just to help us celebrate and just perfectly support the work in Cambodia. So we just turn this to you, Lord, and we just thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ha ha ha.